Praise the Lord. God bless you. Thank you so much for releasing the seed. By now, you should have already received your ebook on the seven deadly mistakes. And I want you to begin to prepare yourself because we're going to be having a 4-week class on that. And I'll keep you up to date on that so we can go deeper into the book to begin to release some things for you. I want you to begin to know that the enemy will try to attack you in several areas. Number one, he will try to attack you in the area of negative attachments. And yet, the Lord says, you must learn the concept of forgiveness and unconditional love. And this is where the attacks could come from by the enemy. And yet, he will try to cause you to move into bitterness. Or jealousy, or selfishness, or fickleness, or coldness, or even deception, or cowardness. See, that's the negative side. That's where the enemy wants to begin to attack you at. But the Lord says, know that I have strengthened thee, and I have made thee an overcomer. And you are called to touch the lives of many, many, many people. And you're going to begin to see the hand of the Lord do a new thing for thee. And you're going to see God bless thee. Now, the enemy will also want to attack you in the area because it seems as if that you are a late bloomer. And because of this, you must be willing to take your time before choosing relationships as well as profession. And yet, the Lord also says to thee again that you must not allow revengeful thoughts to have their place in thee, and yet you must learn to let go of negative attachments, and that is going to be the key for you because the enemy will try to bring people around you to distract you and to break your focus. And so, again, the Lord says, learn to accept but also begin to forgive others, and that's going to be key for you because God said, I've gifted thee and I put so much inside of thee, and you're going to touch so many people. For my word shall be made alive in thee, and I'm going to use thee greatly, yea, saith the Lord of hosts, and you're going to touch my people. For the Lord says, I have filled thee with much compassion, I have filled thee with much empathy, I have given thee great faith, and yet you're going to begin to see that I will raise thee up. For the Lord says, I cover thee in this hour, and I cover thee in this season, and the enemy shall have no place in thee. So the Lord says, open up your eyes and keep your eyes open, because these are the areas that the attack could come from. And yet God has given thee wisdom now. He's given thee counsel now, so that you don't allow these things to begin to have their place in thee. And as you keep your mind stayed on the Lord, and know that I've called you to be a spiritual giver, a spiritual healer, all shall be well. Now prepare yourself for the word of the Lord from the team of prophets. Thank you for your miracle seed. God bless.
God bless you, Brother Stephen. I hear the word of the Lord for you, same much energy. God says that there's much that he's going to pour into you. God says for you to prepare yourself because I see you doing so much work, even within the family, because I see you doing things for the family. I see you just speaking encouraging words to the family. And I also see this with, like, boys, so many boys that you're just going to pour into. God says that you have a voice to be heard. You have a story to tell, and that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you. And I just hear the word for you saying to go forth. You've studied and you studied and you studied. God says, now put all that studying into action. God says, you're well prepared to go forward. God says, trust in him and move forward. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Brother Stephen. I just hear God saying integrity, honesty, truth. All of this is encompassing the character that God is building within you. God says you're going to begin to go forth in the community as a great leader, and you will begin to organize and put together almost like committees for the community that's going to help the community and young men, young boys. God says it's going to begin to catapult you into the ministry, and in the community you're going to become well known, and it shall be a blessing to many people. And God says your wife, I don't know if you're married, your helpmeet will be there to assist you, and that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Brother Stephen. I hear the word of the Lord say to you today, great new beginning. For Father God says this is the season to look within, because you're not going to do without. I hear Father God saying there is a prophetic call as well as the pastoral call on your life. Father God says this is the season where I see even your value system changing. I hear Father God saying success is your portion. You're going to succeed. And Father God says you are going to begin to know. You're walking in a new knowingness. And I hear God saying justice. So Father God says this is the season of healing to thy body, thy mind, and thy household. And that's the word of the Lord. And Brother Stephen, I hear Father God saying, be anxious for no good thing. And that's the word of the Lord.
Once again, I want to thank you, Brother Stephen, for the seed. Know, man of God, that you're going to grow in wisdom and in knowledge and understanding. And as you follow the leading of the Holy Ghost, the Lord said, I'm going to give you wisdom to make wise decisions during the next several months. And you're going to find that you're going to rise in power and in authority and ambition, but also in strength. And I'm going to cause you to come into a season of favor, for I'm going to cause you to be blessed through avenues that you do not know of, neither do you have even comprehension of, because God says blessings are coming in unusual doors, unusual avenues, and I'm going to bring much success and even financial increase around thee. And you're going to see change in your financial picture, change in business, change, for you're into a season of new beginnings and new opportunities, new doors. For the Lord says money's coming into your hands, and as you move in faith, you're going to see that whatever you do now, God said, is destined for success. For the Lord said, whatever you put your hands to, I'll bless it. Wherever your feet go, he says, I'll cause you to prosper. And as you stay in my word, and as you hunger after my righteousness, as you hunger for knowledge and wisdom, I shall fill thee, and I will feed thee from above, yea, saith the Lord of hosts, and I will guide thee. For the Lord said, this is a season of manifestation. This is a season where I'm going to lead you into the unknown. Deep spiritual revelation shall come unto thee. Oh, I shall stir up the gift inside of thee. Oh, there shall be a hunger for my word. And as you get into my presence, I shall guide thee and I shall lead thee. And you're going to be astounded and amazed at what you're going to discover in me, yea, saith the Lord, even in your times of study. So know that this is a time that you will come into a season of new knowledge, but also increase knowledge, spiritual truths, and spiritual revelations. For many blessings shall come unto thee in this season as you stay in my word, and as you hunger and thirst after me, I will surely fill thee. And that is the word of the Lord, man of God.